Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your spirit within us, your hand on us. And we thank you for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that we speak today into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we are careful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today I have with me a very special guest who's been on the podcast before. It's my brother-in-law, Paul Withrow. And Paul, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here.
I'll tell you, it's always a blessing when you're with us because you allow Christ to flow through you. And you've been such a huge influence in my life and in so many ways. And I really, really appreciate that. And the other night, we were spending some time together. We were driving in the car with Joanne, and I really wish I'd had the recorder going because, man, it was just fun, you know, the way the Spirit of God was flowing.
Amen.
So maybe we can go back and revisit a little bit of that. We were talking about who the believer is. We were talking about wisdom. We were talking about so many things, but the way this thing started was we were actually talking about prayer, and you one day you were driving down the road and the Lord ministered to you something about praying. So why don't you just start there and we'll no telling where we'll end up.
Okay. Well, we were, he'd been sort of ministering to me about intercessory prayer or, you know, not present myself just to pray, not without any particular subject in mind. And that's an interesting thing because most time we think about prayer is we have a target. You know, we just have someone asks us to pray for them or we know of a situation and we just begin to pray for that. But there's a different kind of thing that you can just present yourself to the Lord and say, you know, Spirit, use me, just pray through me. And I was I drive around a lot. That's sort of a way that I can get away. You know, some people say they have a prayer closet. Well, I just get in my car and drive, and that's like getting into the closet. Nobody hears what's going on except me and the Lord. And I was driving through this community, and I just began to think, well, you know, it's almost like there's power flowing out of this vehicle, and it's just going all over these houses and all over these people. And I don't know who they are. I don't know what I'm praying because I'm praying in the Spirit. You know, you pray in the Spirit in English. For us, it would be in English, but you can also pray in the Spirit in an unknown tongue, and you don't know what you're saying unless you ask the Lord to interpret. And most of the time, I don't ask Him to interpret because I don't really need to know what I'm praying. I'm just presenting myself. So that's sort of the experience. But it was almost, you know, He shows me things in almost like story-like or a video or something or a movie going on in my head, and it was like it was just power flowing out all over, you know, all over the community. And it's like, wow, that's cool. And I think what he was showing me is that I think as believers, we don't really understand the simple things that he asks us to do. We think are minor or are unimportant or are not consequential. We just think we're a blip on a huge map and we're insignificant. I know when he asked me to do something like that, there are huge benefits to the kingdom of God, and he wants us doing that on a regular basis. And something that you said provoked our conversation in that, you know, in general, I think that believers are discouraged. We are not aware of the power that we walk in, and a lot of it has been because of, I hate to say the teaching that we're under, but the lack of teaching on these types
right.
of things.
Right. You know, the Bible does say that my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen. Exactly. And I think we mistake simple things as being insignificant. You know, the simple thing of smiling at somebody, the simple thing of opening a door for somebody, that just those very simple things, we think that they're unimportant. Because it's habit for us. But see, those are the things that come out of the new nature. It just flows out of us without effort. And so we don't think that's significant. You know, we think it's got to be a big ministry, a platform ministry or something that's worldwide or something like that. You know, we we tend to judge things that way, or how many people, or how many books, things like that. And that's not to say that can't be used. That's not what I mean. But what I'm saying is that your average in quotes believer is so powerful to do things in the kingdom. And the things that he asks us to do are foundational and important to what he's doing in building the kingdom. So when he asks us to do something, it does not occur to us the significance and how powerful it is in the kingdom, because we don't see it. We don't see the results of it. He may just ask us to, or we feel influenced just to go do a very minor thing. Call somebody, send somebody a text, an encouraging text. And these little things, he's impressing me that the simple, I think, is where so many of us are missing it. And we feel insignificant. We don't feel important in the kingdom. And he's really impressing upon me that sometimes we get off track because we're trying to make ourselves significant.
Right. And, I think we overlook the fact that every believer is called. We're Yes. all called to do something. And just because you're not on television or you don't have a church or a big ministry or something like that, that doesn't mean God can't use you. In fact, God wants to use you. He wants to use you even more in the lives of individual people. And I think the very nature of God, the life of God that's in the believer, we've overlooked and not tapped into that resource and allowed the Holy and get ourselves out of the way and let the Holy Spirit just flow through us. And we say it's such a simple thing as driving somewhere and praying for people, and such, but how important, we don't know what God is doing in the lives of those people and what their needs are.
Exactly.
And you were just driving down the road, I think you said, and you were talk about that just a moment, about the neighborhoods or something you were driving through.
Right. Well, I'd been feeling for quite a while that I needed to pray more. And then it occurred to me, I'm like, okay, well, I know that I've, and this just, tongues are controversial and always have been, right? But I would just say to anybody who knows that you have the gift of tongues, a prayer language, then this is for you when I say this. It is, he didn't give it to you for no reason. He gave it to you to use it. Okay, I know that, but I have not been diligent. Okay, and I think the conversation that you and I were having was that we're not being diligent in the things that we already know to be doing, I think was sort of the conversation
right.
that we were having. And it really occurred to me that it's been a couple of years he's been impressing on me. It's almost like if you're training to that running is an important part of being in shape, in any type of training situation. It's like the Lord sort of showed me that the foundation of spiritual growth is going to be spending time in prayer. Because, and then to define that, what is prayer? Okay, it's spending time with Jesus is what it is. It's you isolate yourself from everything else and you choose to go. I say go in your closet, and you need to block everything else out. The same as if you're going to have a conversation with someone, if you want to talk to that one individual one-on-one, you don't want four or five people sitting around the table with you. If you really want to have a conversation with them, you don't want to be distracted. You don't want anything out of appreciation to them.
And something, you mentioned something, I'll interrupt you here for just a second, because we want to take this back up in the next session. People, whether you pray in tongues or not, God wants to use that, and it's important to use those gifts that he gives us for sure. And he also wants to use our obedience to follow what he wants and to pray for people. Even if you don't pray in tongues, you're driving through some place. Hey, pray as God leads you, even, I guess we could say. But boy, how much more powerful it is that you and I've experienced when we can pray in the Spirit. And we don't know what we're praying, but boy, we know who's praying, I guess I should
yes.
say.
Well, that's the key is when we're doing that, we are giving our body over to be used by the Holy Spirit to speak into existence whatever God wants, whatever he's choosing. We're purely just a conduit that he is flowing through. And that's the way he's chosen to do it on the earth today, is he does it through believers. That's extremely important. We understand that he has chosen to limit himself to many things that he does only through his chosen people, the believers. So we need to open ourselves up, let him flow through. And intercessory prayer is one of those things that he's really not convicted me, but in a very positive way, to open myself up and be willing to do that.
That's right. That's right. Amen. And we're going to come back in this next session, and I want to kind of go from there as see how the Lord leads us. But right now, I just want to pray for people. We pray about this a lot here on this podcast, but I want to pray that each individual person listening will be willing to be obedient to what God wants them to do.
Amen.
Just as an individual, Father God, I just pray and lift up whoever's listening to this episode, that Father, they will listen and really hear your voice and what you desire for them to do, and they will be obedient to it. And as Paul was sharing, Lord God, it just prompted me, a smile, opening a door for someone, something that seems so insignificant can be so powerful. Father God, you expand our horizons. You expand the callings that we have, and that you continue to lead us, and we will be open to that leading. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.